Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
But we begin today with the much anticipated return to an Oireachtas committee by an under-pressure Minister for Foreign Affairs, Simon Coveney, following several weeks of controversy over the appointment of Catherine Zappone as a UN envoy. This morning, the Minister struck a more contrite note this time round.
I would accept, Deputy, that my answers to this committee have been somewhat sloppy last week, and that has raised ambiguity and so on, and you're rightly probing hard on those issues because I should have been a lot clearer last week.
And on the questioning went, but has his contrition and explanation of the sequence of events in relation to this appointment done enough to bring an end to this saga? I'm joined now by Piers Doherty, Sinn Féin Deputy Leader and TD for Donegal. Piers Doherty, thanks very much indeed for joining us. Minister Coveney's second appearance at the Oireachtas Committee this morning. Is this the end of it now?
It's far from it, unfortunately, because for the second time in the space of just over a week, what we had is Minister Coveney coming before the Oireachtas Committee and presenting an elaborate cock and bull story, which the reality is nobody believes. And it's flatly contradicted by the facts, by the documents, by the release of the Freedom of Information request that we got yesterday. And really where the question now moves on to, because, you know, Simon seems to be sticking to this version of the story, but maybe time will tell because he's changed his story so many times.
Well, in fairness to him, what are you taking issue with after today? He spent 2 hours again today answering questions, various questions. He published 150 documents or so yesterday. Texts have been published the week before as well. What more do you want? What are the questions that are outstanding in your opinion?
Well, first of all, those documents were Freedom of Information requests that had to be published under law. So what I take issue with is the cock and bull story that he presented today. Let's look at one. There's so much of it, but let's look at one part of it. So the documents are very, very clear. Catherine Zappone was lobbying for a position within the UN. It wasn't just to Coveney. She reached out to Pascal Donoghue. She reached out to Leo Varadkar. She reached out to our ambassador to the UN. Now, what Coveney wants us to believe is that that wasn't lobbying. That was simply seeking advice on career choices. Now, that is just beyond belief.
He said he didn't see it as lobbying. And he said he also said, maybe crucially, that he didn't feel any pressure to act.
Look, he's in public life for 23 years. He's been a minister for over 10 years. He knows what lobbying is. You know, and the idea that this is somebody seeking career advice is nonsense. Like somebody sending their job spec, somebody arguing that it should be a 2-year period instead of a 1-year period, asking different people, including the Taoiseach of the State, had they heard about the job, when it's going to be announced. All of that, of course it was lobbying. It was seeking to influence a position that was paid out of the public purse. And the fact that Simon Coveney, despite all the evidence, is still sitting barefaced at the Oireachtas Committee for the second time in a row, suggesting that this wasn't lobbying is nonsense. But that's just one example. There's many other examples.
Maybe on that, because he says he doesn't see it as lobbying, but maybe being a minister for over a decade and being in public life as a public official elected for over 20 years, he can stand back from that type of campaigning or lobbying or call it what you will, not be under pressure and still choose his woman or man for any position that he chooses. Maybe it wasn't lobbying then.
Okay, look, if Simon Coveney and a Fine Gael and indeed the Taoiseach believes that that wasn't lobbying, then we have a serious problem.
Okay, so what are the other issues then?
So, and the other thing, just to pick up on a point and saying that he could step back from this and make his own decision. What he didn't dispute today is that Catherine Zappone was looking at her career choices within the UN. And it was on the back of that and on the back of talking to Pascal Donoghue, Simon Coveney talking to Pascal Donoghue, that he approached his General Secretary looking for a role for Catherine Zappone. Not whether the department needed to strengthen its position on the UN, but looking for a role from Catherine Zappone.
We need to be clear on the chronology of it. He says that the role and the idea and the concept for the role came from the department, not from Catherine Zappone.
No. The he said that the conversation and the text message that he received on the 22nd of February and the conversation he had with Pascal Donoghue was clear that Catherine Sapone was looking at her career options in relation to the UN. It was 2 days after that then he contacted the General Secretary at the end of a meeting saying, is there a position for Catherine Sapone in the UN in relation to Ireland's context? So this was very clear, and he doesn't dispute this. This was about creating a position for Catherine Sapone. It wasn't about creating a position and then looking at who the candidate was.
Let me point out, because in fairness to the Minister, and I watched this acutely this morning, you were drawing a direct line between that and the offer, whereas he did not.
Well, look, see, this is again where it kind of stretches, you know, credibility. Simon Coveney still wants us to believe that he didn't offer the position to her on the 4th of March, which it is clear to everybody and their dog that he did offer the position. Indeed, we have the message from Catherine Sapone thanking him for the opportunity. Not only that, but wanting to know when the position will start. We've seen other text messages then a number of months later actually talking about saying to Simon, you mentioned a start date of June. And again, he gives an answer that doesn't reach any standards of credibility in trying to weave an argument
through
that.
There was no specific formal offer of a job at the start of March, that he was sounding her out basically, and I'm paraphrasing, for her interest in a role or a concept if a role was created. That's what his line is.
That's what his line is, but the facts dispute that. The facts are that she thanked him for the opportunity to represent Ireland in the international stage. She went on to ask him how long the position will be, and then she was questioned later on about the start date. And then numerous other conversations that she had with other people where she was lobbying or seeking to influence was talking about, you know, this job, I haven't heard back from Simon in relation to this job. And that's where eventually on the 19th of July that the Taoiseach reaches out to Simon Coveney and said, are we appointing Catherine Sapone to this position?
He didn't phrase it exactly like that now. He said, and we don't need to go over this because we have done already. The point is here, you can make your points in relation to what you heard from Minister Simon Coveney, his second appearance at this joint committee of the Oireachtas, and I can throw you Simon Coveney's line. What are we achieving here? Because we get texts, people irate about the position Simon Coveney's holding, but people as well saying, why don't we move on and talk about something else, like housing or health?
Yeah, absolutely. But this is goes to the core of government and trust in the elected your elected representatives and trust in relation to how decisions are made. And there's people out there and there's people today that are seeing their pandemic unemployment payments being reduced as a result of government decisions, and they don't have access to the corridors of power that the likes of Catherine Sapone had. They didn't have Leo Varadkar's private mobile or Pascal Donoghue, which she's in regular contact with, which was the initial contact, or be able to reach out to the General Secretary of the Department or indeed her ambassador to the UN to try and facilitate a position for herself that gave her access to huge corridors of power within the UN and was paid from the public purse. So the fact that we now have a minister which basically stretches credibility beyond belief, that sits in front of an Oireachtas committee and tells those members across the political divide that black is white, and that what we're seeing here in relation to the text messages and the correspondence that had to be released was not a situation, which we all know it was, that a job was created for Catherine Sapone, a person who supported the last government, who supported Fine Gael. And look, there's numerous other things.
You don't believe Simon Coveney's version of events. What should happen then? He's definitely, after today, he's not going to resign, is he? So what should happen?
Well, look, the question now is for the Taoiseach. I'm sure the Taoiseach has watched this. I'm sure the Taoiseach has heard this story. And it's now up to the Taoiseach. And the question is, what is the Taoiseach going to do about it? What is he going to do about rooting out cronyism at the heart of government? What is he going to do in relation to restore credibility? So we want to hear from Micheál Martin in relation to what his position
and if
is.
He does
or is
nothing,
he just going to sit back this to happen?
Are you thinking of a motion of no confidence when the Dáil returns in Simon Coveney?
Look, at this stage, it's for the Taoiseach to deal with this. He is the person, he's in his cabinet. It's for the Taoiseach now to decide what sanctions are appropriate. We know the Taoiseach has taken sanctions against against his own ministers in the past, and there's plenty of, you know, people within Fianna Fáil that feel that there's double standards at play. What we need to hear from Micheál Martin now, he's heard what the minister had to say. I was quite taken aback, to tell you the God's honest truth, because the government does need to draw a line under this. They need to move on. But, like, if Simon Coveney thinks that this opposition, and indeed some people within government, are just going to accept this cock and bull story and move on, and that's not acceptable.
And if Taoiseach does nothing, what's Sinn Féin going to do?
Look, well, we'll keep all options on the table.
Like what?
Well, there's options that we can do in terms of motions and all of that, but that's not where we want
to
be.
So if the Taoiseach, is that the ultimatum? If the Taoiseach doesn't act, you'll put down a motion of no confidence. Is that right?
No, that's not an ultimatum. The issue here is that the Taoiseach has heard this story, has heard, you know, him try to peddle this narrative, which doesn't stand up to scrutiny, which is flatly contradicted by the documents. And there's many other issues that I haven't even talked about. The destroying of government records that are subject to the Freedom of Information Act, that's a serious issue in itself. But there's so many parts of this story and this story that keeps on changing because his narrative keeps on changing. He misled the committee, in my view.
He denies that.
Sorry?
He denies that, of course.
Yeah, of course he denies it. He also misled the public. When he went on RTE and did that interview with Brian Dobson, he made it very clear that he only appointed Catherine Sapone after the job spec was all created. That isn't the fact. He also made it clear that ministers only knew about it 20 minutes before, Fine Gael ministers knew about it 20 minutes before the cabinet meeting. We now know that Pascal Donoghue knew about it months before. We now know that Bradker knew about it at least 11 days before.
You're saying the option of a motion of no confidence is still on the table from a Sinn Féin point of view. Look, we'll see what happens and we'll see if the Taoiseach does act. I should say, by the way, that we did request Minister Simon Coveney for this interview and a number of ministers, but nobody was available from that side. But Piers Doherty of Sinn Féin, thank you very much indeed.